You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for having us tuned in here today. Thank you, actually, for tuning in to where God is broadcasting today. And that is, in His Word, we know where God is broadcasting, and He's always broadcasting 24 hours a day. WGOD, I love that notion. WGOD, that's God. Are you tuned in to His frequency? Well, you are today. You are right now for 15 minutes at least as we go to where God is broadcasting. Lord God, I thank You now for all these listeners. Lord, thank You for having people tune in here today on the radio and around the world on the podcast. Lord, I pray people won't be disappointed today, and they'll hear a word from You through and from Your Word today by Your Holy Spirit. And by Your Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts today. Lead us, guide us, help us, equip us to be doers of Your Word, not just hearers. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. We are in 2 Corinthians. I hope you enjoyed this last message, which has aired here on the radio. Now, for everyone on the podcast who follows Gospel Study and now WGOD, you heard my sermon in its entirety, all one part, uploaded at my website. If you go to either gospelstudy.net or wgodontheair.net, there's a link on there that has all of the podcasts from the last 4 or 5 years uploaded, and that's where they're uploaded every week. Sunday sermons that I preach at the church that I pastor, I always upload there on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and at Twitter is the same thing, too, at WGOD Radio. We're always broadcasting. Well, God's always broadcasting. We're just along for the ride here. I am trying to help you tune in to where God is broadcasting, because I've come to the realization out here, friend, that there's a shortage of truth out here in the world. Have you noticed that, how stylish it is to lie today and how so many people lie? People lie. Politicians lie all the time. Lying is so in vogue that sometimes it's difficult to hear the truth. Ah, you see, this is what we're tapping into here. The Lord Jesus Christ told Pontius Pilate, as Pontius Pilate said to Him, "What is truth? What is truth?" What an arrogant statement that was, wasn't it? What is truth? He said, "I have come to bear witness to the truth." The Lord Jesus said, "All who are of the truth, hear My voice." He has come to bear witness to the truth. Let God be true and every man a liar. If you are in search of truth, no matter who you are today, I know there's a bunch of atheists following me now because I made them all upset when I told them last week that God loved them, and they didn't want to hear that. God does love you. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, and that's a perfect setup for where we are at today. What is God saying on WGOD Radio? I'll tell you what. It is in 2 Corinthians Chapter 3, picking it up in verse 12. It says, "Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of which was passing away. Now, this is a reference to what Moses did back in the Old Testament when Moses used to go and meet with God. When Moses came back, his face was shining. His face was reflecting the glory of God. See, he had been in God's presence, and his face was shining and glowing, and it scared people. The glory of God frightens people. It's a fearful thing. That's how you'll always tell when someone, you hear the stories all the time of countless people who say that they go to heaven and they see Jesus and he's their bud. And you're like, hey, Jesus, what's up? But anytime you look in the Bible of anyone that's come face to face with the glory of God, look what they do. It says they fall on their face like a dead man. That's what happened to John. Isaiah cried out in Isaiah chapter 6. He said, woe is me, for I'm ruined. I have seen the Lord. Again, John falls at his face. I love the way New American Standard says, I fell on my face like a dead man. And he came and touched my shoulder and said, it's all right, you can get up. To see him face to face would just totally blow us away. God said, no one will see my face and live. We could not live and see the glory of the Lord face to face. You can read also in Exodus, I think it's chapter 33 or chapter 34, where God said, you won't see my face. You'll see the backside of my glory as I pass by, but you won't see my face. You cannot see the glory of the Lord and live. And now John and Isaiah and others, they were just awestruck at the glory of the Lord. That's how you know when someone's run face to face into the glory of the Lord. And that is, they fall on their face because of the magnitude of God's glory. Now, verse 14. Again, Paul speaking of Moses and of the Jews. He says, but their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. I like that. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Why don't people believe? Well, because people are blinded. Their minds are blinded here. We're going to get in here in chapter 4. This will be in a program here, which we'll get to probably next week sometime, when we see that Paul says the God of this age has blinded people's minds. We're going to look at that. That'll be chapter 4, verse 4, when we look at blinding. We're going to look at the difference between God blinding people and Satan blinding people, because we're going to find instances of both of those happening. We'll get into that when we cross that bridge, when we get to chapter 4. In the meantime, it says that the people's minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. This is what God's saying here today, that you must receive Jesus Christ by faith. By faith, you can't see him and believe. You have to receive him by faith. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Thomas, I think it was Thomas or Philip. No, Thomas. He said, Thomas, you believe because you have seen me. Now, I'm paraphrasing. He says, you believe because you've seen me. But he said, blessed are all those who don't see and yet believe. The veil is taken away in Christ. You can't see him. You have to receive him by faith. Is the Holy Spirit leading you today to receive Jesus Christ? The veil is uplifted. The veil is taken away in Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ, when you receive him as your Savior, the veil is lifted and the veil is taken away. Reminds me of that great song, Amazing Grace. It says, I once was blind, but now I see. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you call on the name of the Lord, the Bible says all who call on the name of the Lord, that is Jesus Christ, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, what an awesome thing this is. All you need to do is receive Jesus Christ, as all these other people have in the Bible, and the veil is taken away, that is, you'll be able to see. your senses will come alive. You'll see all the evil going on here in the world. You'll see your sins. You'll see what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross by dying on the cross for your sins. You'll see that you are a sinner in need of mercy, or were. You'll see your need for a Savior. You'll see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you will see God, as it says, his invisible attributes, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things made, so that they, that is those that don't believe, are anapologetos, without excuse. The Lord's calling you to receive him today as your Savior. All those who live and believe in me, he said, shall never die. There is a generation. You know, I get you excited here in these last couple minutes. You know, the number one thing on my bucket list, you know what a bucket list is, right? It's those things that people want to do before they die. The number one thing on my bucket list is not dying. That's right. You heard it here, and it's not crazy either. Not dying. That's the number one thing on my bucket list, is not dying. And that is entirely possible. As you read in John chapter 11, the Lord says, all those who live and believe in me shall never die. That means there is one generation throughout the annals of time that's going to be alive when Jesus Christ returns like he said he was going to. I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise. He's kept every other one of his promises. He's coming again to receive his own back to himself. All those who live and believe in me shall never die. There is a generation, the blessed generation, that's going to be alive when Jesus Christ returns, and that generation will never die. All you have to do is receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Is he prompting you today to receive him? He's done all the work. You cannot work for your salvation. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved, through faith. Grace, that is, you haven't earned it. Through faith, that is, you can't see it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, so that no one can boast. All you have to do is receive him. He's already done all the work. He died on the cross for your sins. All you have to do is receive him. Call on the name of Jesus Christ today. Bow your knee to the Savior, the Son of God. And you can put number one on your bucket list as well. Not dying. Far-fetched, not on your life. It's a biblical fact. Might not be my generation, but if you smell the coffee and look around, you will see. And I'll tell you, friend, the veil will be unlifted and you will be able to smell the coffee and look around and see what's going on here in this world. The Lord is coming back soon. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.